exciting news with the announcement regarding the crush and biodiesel facility at Crookston. Let's maybe back us up. How did we get to this point? What prompted the interest in this?
Well, you know, we've been hearing for years that northern Minnesota in general has really been an underserved value add opportunity for the soybean growers. And back when the mandate was first put in place and as it has continued to grow, I knew there'd be an opportunity to do some additional infrastructure around biodiesel and then coupling that with a crush facility. And so over the last 2 years, I really had done an extensive study across the state of Minnesota on best location. And we ended up narrowing that down to 10 cities across northern Minnesota, which became three. And then really Crookston rose to the top in terms of infrastructure, not only water and sewer and power and roads and rail, but also the volume of soybeans that are now grown in Polk County and the 11 counties surrounding Crookston. So we really put a team together to evaluate that, we came to the conclusion that that would be the best location and then started putting strategic partners together.
So who would be strategic partners? Who are you working with, Dennis?
Well, you know, first and foremost, the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council has been part of the conversation for a long part of the time. Folks like AURI, the Department of Ag, Department of Transportation, Otter Tail Power, and the city of Crookston. When we first went in and started talking to Craig about the possibility and looking at available land, they quickly came to the table and said, let us help you make this work here in northwest Minnesota.
So for our folks in the Crookston area, where would the plant be located in Crookston area?
Yeah, absolutely. So for those that are familiar with the area, CHS has some a facility there, as does American Crystal Sugar. And so we're going to be across the highway, kitty corner from American Crystal Sugar.
Okay, that makes sense.
The city of Crookston currently has or had 100 acres in which we have purchased those acres from the city of Crookston.
So give me the idea, the size and scope of the plant.
Absolutely. And so it's really three components that we're looking at for this site. And it's going to be roughly a 21 million bushel solvent extraction crushing facility, 30 million gallon biodiesel facility, and then also a specialty soybean. It'll be a mechanical extraction with a specialty oil refining operation attached to that. But we're going to be looking at, you know, that size of infrastructure, and pretty excited about the opportunity. You know, Minnesota is now a net importer of biodiesel when we go to the 20% mandate. And we think we're going to be able to capture, you know, with this 30 million gallon facility, to be able to retain and produce the fuel that Minnesota is using.
Help me understand the solvent extraction and the specialty oil extraction. What's the market there? Just so I understand.
Yep, and so the large crush facility, it's been sized that at 21 million bushels of beans will take the meal, and then the oil from that will go right into the biodiesel plant and the processing facility. We've been working with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council on a larger vision for the acreage there, along with the University of Crookston, and to look at how do we make a geographic location suitable for new technologies, new bean varieties. You know, the Promotion Council has been looking at, you know, non-GMO beans and other traits that really will jumpstart other industries and looking at it from a food and protein perspective. And They have struggled with having a facility that will allow them to take those beans to market and to further develop them. And so the small crush facility will be used for working with the new bean varieties and bringing those to market.
So what could this mean for the farmers in the area as far as improving the marketplace, basis, those kind of things?
Well, and that's really, you know, we were looking at this through the lens of really three major objectives. One is to enhance the soybean growers' profitability. We had the University of Minnesota Extension do not only an economic impact on the larger project, but what would it mean for the farmers from a basis standpoint. And they concluded that, you know, at least a 20% closing of that basis gap by having value-added processing right there in the region. And so to be able to enhance that from a grower profitability standpoint, also the fluctuation in markets. I think we have seen, you know, how can we better balance in northwest Minnesota the shipment of beans. So right now a farmer is bringing them to one of the co-ops and then they're being exported and they're being shipped to the West Coast. How can we capture some of those beans, process them locally, and take out some of the volatility in the trade markets? You know, we're not quite sure ultimately at the end of the day what's going to happen with China, Taiwan, and others. And so how can we ensure that the beans that are grown locally can also be processed locally? So from that perspective, we think it'll, one, enhance the profitability and then take out some of the global fluctuation in markets. And then also from a local economic impact statement, that study that the university did also demonstrates that, you know, during the operations of this facility, over $322 million of new economic activity will be in the Crookston region. And so this plant alone is going to support somewhere between 80 and 100 jobs with over a $5 million benefits and payroll package. And then in the larger region, having a facility like this in place, you know, over 300 new jobs are going to be created.
So obviously a lot of work's gone into it at this point. What's the next step? Where do you sit as far as financing, permitting, those kind of things?
Right. And that really is going to be key, especially on developing our timeline. One of the key factors is going to be the permitting process. No surprise that that in Minnesota, some ag-related projects, you know, it takes time. And so our goal is to raise part of our seed money in the first quarter of 19, which will allow us to do our EAW, finalize the engineering and the technology provider, and then get our air permit in place. We have met with MPCA, and not just the former commissioner, but also the key staff people that will be driving this issue. And, you know, we have a timeline of somewhere between 10 and 18 months for just the air permit. And we know that they're going to look at this from a regional perspective. And so we have sat down with some of the other players in the area to say, this is what we're hearing from MPCA, you know, so American Crystal Sugar and ourselves will need to work collaboratively to ensure that this new project is up and running in less than 18 months in terms of the air permit side of it.
And as far as you talked about first quarter looking for seed money, what's the process on raising that, Dennis?
Right. We just we started officially middle of December raising $10 million in seed money. The total project on this cost is $150 million. So half of it is going to be in equity and the other half will be in debt financing. So we are strategically out talking to potential partners and investors as part of this. And so we hope to have our seed money, which is $10 million in place, or at least part of it by the end of the first quarter, which again will get us to mobilizing air permit, EAW, and site development.
So is it is it like a model where you'd be going after for growers for an equity drive, like a co-op, like some of the ethanol plants perhaps that we've done in the region, or is it trying to say like work with a CHS or some larger entity?
I think it's going to be all of the above. We've had some really good meetings with the growers in the Crookston area, in the Roseau area, sharing with them what this looks like. We had mid-December, we met with a couple of the large co-ops as well. And so how do we package something that makes sense from them, not only financially, but also from just a business strategic standpoint? So those are the kinds of conversations we're having. And it also might mean that in today's world and economy, with the likelihood that the local farm community and growers are going to be able to raise all that equity as they would have 10 years ago is not realistic. And so it's how do we bring in a potential larger player, whether that's a CHS, whether that's other local co-ops in the area, or, the quote-unquote the New York money and looking at a larger investor pool that would be interested in ag processing.
So you talked about timing for permitting. What would be the goal when a plant would be built and operating?
We would love to have a shovel in the ground spring of 21. And our first phase of this project will be to build the large crush facility and then get that up and operational. And in that second year of that construction phase, we would be building the biodiesel plant and then also bringing in the small crush for the specialty beans.
Great. Anything I'm missing and we should be touching on here, Dennis?
No, I just think, again, why are we doing this? Why Northwest Minnesota? We just believe that strategically there are 1.8 million acres of soybeans planted in the 10-county area around Crookston, and it currently is being shipped to the West Coast. And so to bring some additional value to the local growers, to the local economy, by putting a crush facility there, we think in the long term it's a great business model and a great opportunity for us to put this in the ground.
We've got a crush facility coming on in Aberdeen with ADM and that project that's in the Spiritwood, North Dakota area. Do those compete with this project, or what factor does that have?
No, I think they're complementary. We're going to be over 200 miles away from the closest next project. And so from a volume standpoint, Polk County alone is the largest producer of soybeans in the state of Minnesota. And so to be able to capture those beans in this facility, I think will be ideal. And then, the other big question that people ask us about is, not only the biodiesel side, but we're going to have quite a bit of meal produced. We're going to have 443,000 tons of meal on an annual basis. And so we have been developing strategic partners in Canada in this new pipeline of protein that's coming out of Minnesota into Canada. It's over 3 million hogs produced, within a couple hours of this Crookston facility. And so we think we're going to have a strategic advantage of setting our meal north, as well as some opportunities that might exist going west.